Welcome to Coffee Time with Brenda and Mary.
Hey, that's my line.
Hey, Mary, let's just go with the flow. Let's just wing it.
Okay.
Hi there. Thanks for joining us at Coffee Time with Brenda and Friends, and we are back.
Hey, it's Mary. I'm back again with Brenda. And today is a bit forced because I'm saying to Brenda, we have to talk about this because I love hearing this kind of stuff, and you're going to want to hear this kind of stuff, I think. It's part of what makes your work really intriguing and really exciting and really interesting. And so we're talking about the house clearing. So we talked about this before Christmas and you had a holiday contest and we have a winner for our house clearing. But since then, you've been invited to do some house clearings over the holidays. And you shared some of the stories of some of the things you found in these houses. And I'm thinking, let's do a coffee time about it because I think our viewers would be very interested to hear some of the things that you found.
Okay, so first off, when I did house clearings in the past, I never told people these stories because I thought it would freak them out. I had no idea people loved to hear the stories. So before I do a house clearing, I ask clients, do you want to hear what I find, what's released? And they said yes. So I have some examples that I will share. When I told Mary, she just like, oh my gosh, people need to hear this.
For sure. And just as a recap, Brenda does these house clearings from a distance. So she doesn't actually come into your house, but she does it through energy. And I mean, it sounds like a miracle to me, but you go ahead.
All right. So I become one with your house. And it's through permission from the house owners. I do ask people to leave the home, take your pets out. We set up a time and I let them know when they can come in. Usually it's about a 2-hour process.
Mm-hmm.
So while I'm in the house and I'm working, it's my guides are working and we're kind of in the essence of the home in the different floors. We encounter different things. I'll just give you a bunch of little examples that are coming to my head.
Well, even like if you think of some of the shows that are on TV that do this, they have people walk through the house and see different things. So that part isn't so new to all of us. Like it's been, you know, Hollywood's done some kind of a good job related to this kind of stuff.
Yeah. So what I do is once these things come up, me and my team, these beings of light, work to resolve them. So what we're doing is actually clearing these issues, energy patterns from the home. So when the people come in, a pattern of energy that was disrupting the home is no longer there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like when I say to people, welcome back into your home, it's welcome back into your new home because
wow.
It is lighter. It is, for instance, here's an example. I didn't know this beforehand, but when I was working on a client's home, a lot of issues in the house. But there was this one specific thing, the kitchen table. Where when we were working on this kitchen table, what we'll do is actually take the memories out of the walls, the ceilings, the floors, the furniture, everything. So this kitchen table really was blaring that it needed to be burned. So what we did is actually dismantled it right to the molecular level and, you know, kind of put it back together. So energetically, it was now a neutral table. And when I asked the client about this table, like, well, this table was just so heavy. It had so much anger and stuff. They said, you know, we have so many fights over that table. Well, this table was hanging on to a lot of negative energy. So
you're talking about like dinner table fights. The family used to gather and they used to like quarrel.
Yeah. So
around
even
that table.
In now, like let's say before the clearing, people are feeling good. They sit on this table. The table remembers the fights and it engages them, fights some more, and then it throws off everyone's energy and they argue all the time on the table. So once we cleared that table, we didn't have to throw it away. We didn't have to really burn it. We did have to do a big clearing on it along with the rest of the house. But the family's now having nice dinners, whether or not,
wow.
Because it's a neutral table. It's a neutral house. That energy that says, hey, let's fight. There's fights here. It has let that go.
So that your client actually noticed a difference during the holidays with their family around the table?
Yeah. And people will notice the difference because it's hard not to notice it.
Mm-hmm.
There's other, you know, there's another house that I've done. And that was just one aspect of that home. But there was another house that I felt there was all this negativity in the drains. And what we were picturing is somebody in the household was crying endlessly in the shower, and that negativity was filling the entire drainage system. It was so heavy, causing that negative energy throughout the home. So we go down to that drain level. So we go down to the clothes in the house, the appliances, because it's all energy, right? So the walls, the attic, the nails, the wood, we go right down to that level. Yeah. But as we're clearing, the house has a story. Sometimes it's from previous owners. Sometimes it's from the current owners. It's usually a mix of everything, but it's also the land. So the land tells me stories. So I had two actually just more recently in Oakville. One was a Native Indian. It seemed like it was a village, and I'm not sure what they would call, but there was a lot of Native Indians that were forced off the land, but they were brutally traumatized and eventually murdered. And their essence was on that land. So as we started to clear out the land of the home, all these souls started to heal and move over to the world of light. Wow. But we were so connected to this land that we actually allowed for healing of a greater area of the land, because it does bring in planetary healing and healing for all of humanity. So that one was pretty intense. Again, once that's cleared, those souls then get to carry on with their soul's journey, and it brings a lightness. So that house didn't really like the feel of their basement, and then all of a sudden their basement was felt lighter, and they felt, oh, I can renovate it now, it feels lighter. There was another house where I'm just trying to remember all the details, because when I'm in it, it's very clear.
And I remember the one that you told me about, that there was one bedroom in the house that felt super heavy and that there was stuff going in there. And the client said that happens to be one of her children's bedrooms, and that child in particular has had struggles with depression and anxiety and all kinds of issues.
Yeah, because energy gets stuck. So usually a child or a teenager or anybody has a specific place in the home that they allow their feelings to come out, mm-hmm. and that shows up as a very dark area. So even though the person's trying to heal, when they go into that room, hang out in that area, that darkness brings them back. So it's very hard to heal when you're surrounded by darkness. Sometimes there's actually even entities and beings that we have to release. I know that sounds a little scary, but they're there. And some people notice them. They can feel them. They get that creepy feeling.
Yeah.
So we do a total cleanup of those energy patterns that don't belong there.
So anybody that's doing energy healing for themselves, who's been doing Reiki and hasn't done their house, like they just go and they pay for an appointment and then they go back into this house where there's all this stuff that's going to not help them heal.
Yeah.
And so really, as a basic starter point, you need to get your house cleared.
Yeah, the house clearing really helps you and your entire family, including pets. Pets are actually really bothered by that dark energy. Mm-hmm. I have a dog. After I work with a client, a lot of that dark energy stays here, right? Mm-hmm. Superficial, but it's there. The dog will be on alert, be looking. It doesn't settle down until I do a clearing. Wow. But the house clearings are very in-depth, because we are going into the molecular level, resetting the crystalline grid of that area, which holds memories.
What a great way to start your new year, folks. Whether you've done healing or you haven't, like really an energy clearing of your house. And I know what people have done that before with sage, and they've done it with feng shui, and they've done it in all millions of different kinds of ways. I've never heard anybody talk about a house clearing in the depth that you go into for really the price of a really nice pair of shoes. So, you know, sounds like something that could benefit all our families.
Yeah, this is the level that only has to be done once. That other stuff, the sage cleaning and stuff like that, do that often, because we always pick up a little bit of negativity. Mm-hmm. But this type of healing is going down to that level, and it gets rid of the land issues, the home issues.
So you don't have to do this every year. It's just once and
just
you're done.
One time. I mean, unless something really dramatic happened afterwards. But generally, I've never had a client come back. I've been doing this a long time. I just never really made it that known. A client's never come back and said, we've had a really big issue in the client in the house. Yeah, the little odd things happen, but nothing major that would need another one. Yeah. Wow.
Great information. For more information, go to info@sobrilliant.ca. And book your house clearing soon, because I think this, you're going to get kind of busy with this one.
It's nice for the new year. Yeah. Like, it's start fresh in all aspects, yeah. right? And it's a lovely thing for you, your family, your pets, and even guests that come. Like, they're like, wow, what's going on here?
Yeah, feel it. Okay, sign me up.
Perfect,
Take care, everyone.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us.
If you have any questions or comments, visit us at sobrilliant.ca.
Sending you lots of love and light. Until next time.